Okay, the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 63 will be in order. Secretary will take the roll.
Chairman Regeer?
Here.
Senator Henkel?
Here.
Senator Wolken?
Here.
Representative Brodell?
Here.
Representative Homeland?
Here.
Representative Dudek?
Here.
Okay, committee, we have Senate Bill 63, and the House amended it. We rejected it on the Senate side, and Senator Wolken, you want to fill us in?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. If you look at the green sheet on what was amended in House Appropriations, importantly, the items 2 and 5 basically struck imprisonment as a placement option for people who need to be sanctioned, who are on probation, and just left community corrections facilities. Obviously, we need the DOC to have the ability to sanction people in a secure bed, and so that is why we are here. Thank you.
Okay. Any comments on it? Ms. Weiss, you want to hand out the amendment? Ms. Weiss, would you want to fill us in on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, committee members, the amendment is the first sheet in the packet that I handed out, and it makes the change that Senator Wolken mentions about a secure facility as an option for placement, and it also adds an immediate effective date to the bill. And the second pages are just, it's not the whole bill, it's just the relevant portions of the bill with the amendments highlighted, so you can read what those passages would read if you chose to further amend this bill, Mr. Chair.
Representative Brodell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a question for the agency.
Sure. Go ahead. If they comfortable.
Mr. Chairman, because this does change it to an immediate effective date, do you have the resources to do this?
Mr. Chairman, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other comments? Representative Dudek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question for the amendment sponsor.
Sure.
Senator Wolken.
Senator Wolken, you yield?
Yes. All right. Senator Wolken, I'm just looking at on page 3, line 2, what we're adding in there. And we're adding in a secure facility, taking out imprisonment. And I just was hoping that you could clarify what is exactly going to be included in those secure facilities, and that will just improve the bill and placement options.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Dudek. So imprisonment, as I understand it, has a very different term. It's very clearly defined in statute, and a secure facility gives the department options to say sanction people either in, you know, a prison, or we have a facility. START is a community. It's not technically, it's not a pre-release center, but it's a facility that they can sanction people. But we were concerned that maybe that wouldn't be imprisonment under the statute, but we wanted to be able to let them sanction people in the START sanction facility or prison.
Senator or Representative Brodell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for Senator Wolken. Senator Wolken, does that include the, I think we were looking at 30 beds that were added in the pre-release centers as secure beds. Would that include those also?
Yes, Senator, or Representative Brodell.
Thank you.
Representative Homeland.
A question for Senator Wolken. Are secure facilities also going to include then the county jails?
Chair Regeer, Representative, yes. They could use those.
So, Senator Wolken, we have more of a broad choice here then, right? Okay. Anyone else? And Senator Wolken, I don't think you moved the amendment.
Thank you. I move Senate SB 006305.ARW.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Okay. You ready for the question? Okay. We'll do a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay. The amendment passed unanimously. Senator Wolken, how about a motion to adopt the conference committee report then?
I move that we adopt the conference committee report.
On Senate Bill 63 as amended. Okay. Any questions on that motion? Do a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Passed unanimously. Anybody have anything they for the good of the committee? Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank
you. You bet. Thank you.